The best thing to learn while high is that you're listening to The Way Highway on Adobe Radio.
If you want to ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the way highway. They'll take a ride on the way highway.
It's time for The Way Highway here on Adobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
Hey there, welcome to The Way Highway, a cannabis comedy show here on Adobe Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and if you were previously tuning in, thank you for continuing to tune. Like I said, this is a cannabis comedy show, so kick back and relax. We're taking over the airwaves for the next hour with some laughs. This voice you're hearing right now is the one and only Sean Cowig, and with me, because Kristen is still on vacation, is Jelly Bambus. Hi, Jelly.
G'day.
If you want to follow me, you can do that at Sean Cowig. If you want to follow Jelly, you can do that at Jelly Bambus. You can follow The Way Highway at Way Highway. You could even send us an email. Send it to wayhighway@adobe.com. Tell us what you're smoking on, snacking on, drinking on, any form of cannabis consumption. We are interested to know about it because, you know what? Quite frankly, we want to try it. We got some fantastic guests today. So excited to chat with them. I hope you are too. Jason, Steven, Eric of Arcane Ghosts. Welcome to The Way Highway.
Woo!
Hello. Thank you for having us.
There. Hello.
Of course.
And this is Jason, and that's Steven.
Yeah.
Speaking on the spirit of the show, you want to know about cannabis consumption, so I've partaken, and I am ready for the podcast.
And
I hope everyone else has partaken as well.
We're so excited for you to all be here. We're going to take one quick minute to do a section we like to call product review. And this product review is a little off the beaten path because I just need to tell you about something I experienced over the weekend. I'm sitting here vaping right now, a nicotine vape, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But it had been 3 years since I've quit smoking packs of cigarettes. And while I was out last weekend, I took a puff of somebody's cigarette. I did not go out and immediately buy a pack, but it was delicious.
I think I've been there, though. But yeah. It kind of hits you harder after you've been off of it for a little while.
Oh, that is true.
That's very true. I feel a little bit more nauseated, and honestly, yeah, like, it could go either way. Either I want another one, or I'm just like, I'm good. I like smoking, because there's something about it. Just like, I think COVID helped me stop, too, if on the topic of it.
There's no more puff pass for Eric.
Oh, yeah, I'm big. I'm
honestly
pretty big.
There you go. That's the spirit.
That's the spirit of the show, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew what the podcast was, and I'm like, well, gotta be prepared.
Yeah, you are perfect. There's just some damn thing about cigarettes where they taste like burning, and they're awful, but they're still somehow delicious. And when you're smoking them, god damn it, you look so cool.
Well, and honestly, yeah, and like, especially if you're sitting down and drinking coffee or something, because one, it like, I hate to promote drugs on your program, but that's what it's all about.
Yes.
You have to, like, having the coffee and the cigarette,
yeah,
just a perfect combo.
Yeah,
it's honestly a perfect combo.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I feel that one. Or like a night of drinking, and you're just like, you just need to get some fresh air outside. You're like, oh, go outside, get some fresh air. And then someone's like, hey, you want a cigarette? And you're just like, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
We're injecting so many bad things into our body right now. What's another one, right?
Right.
I'm more a cigar guy, personally.
Oh, cigars are nice, though.
I think cigars are the way.
But, like, not if you're having a coffee on the street. It's just, like, excessive, don't you think?
I mean, I guess so. But, like, I just always thought cigars were cool, and that's just kind of what I partake in every now and then. I've never had a cigarette, actually, but sounds like I'm really missing out.
Bless Wait, you've had cigars and not cigarettes?
Yep. I'm weird. I know.
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
Cigars feel like a bigger celebratory moment. So I kind of get that. Like cigarettes, you can smoke four in a row and be like, whatever. But a cigar.
Four at a time if you're crazy. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Well, amazing. All right. So enough about cigarettes and nicotine. I think we can move on to bigger and better things.
Like marijuana.
Let's talk about marijuana. Let's talk about Arcane Ghosts. What has been going on in your world, y'all?
What hasn't been going on? We dropped a new single 2 weeks ago called In the Blue.
Amazing.
It's like a fun fusion of pop punk meets some math rock elements meets some very punky vibes. It's just overall a nice upbeat, energetic song for the summer, I think. It's been doing great on Spotify. We've been getting some new fans, some new attractions. So no complaint. This year has been pretty good for us, and we're not stopping yet. We got a lot planned behind the scenes. We're just kind of trying to just go one by one by one by one and gain as much new fans and attraction as we possibly can. I mean, just also now that COVID's kind of coming slowly to like an end, trying to get back into the practicing, trying to get back into the writing. I mean, we've been pretty busy.
Right on. Amazing. The pandemic itself, did the three of you spend it for the most part away from each other?
Legally, yes. No, I'm kidding.
I guess.
No, I mean, like we tried during the initial beginning of the pandemic, we did remote. We tried remote, but it was really hard without the proper equipment. Then we would do like very, very short sessions, try not to be in the same room, or we would split very far apart. But it's just a lot easier to write in the same room. So we would do like maybe sessions of like an hour or 2 hours and stay like really far apart from each other. But I mean, the instruments are loud, so you don't have to be sitting next to the person. So we just kind of did some writing that way. But this was a very interesting year, especially for different writing dynamics, because usually it would be we had like a formula that we would kind of always follow. But because of COVID, we kind of broke that formula and tried different approaches to bringing the song to a complete. So it was cool. Like we tried a bunch of different things. You know, Eric and Steven and me, we all co-wrote every part we did. We'd always ask each other, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? Instead of one person just being like, I like this, we should use this. It was a kind of a cohesive. And I think in the first two singles, Butterfly and In the Blue, you can definitely tell from our previous writing that there's a lot more cohesiveness there between all the musicians and kind of having each time to shine and kind of just structuring it properly in a way. Sorry, I'm rambling.
No, not at all. You're doing exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, I would say the style is a bit different as well.
Oh, yeah, I guess, I mean...
Yeah, I was going to say your earlier work, I personally found you guys, discovered you guys, because I'm a huge fan. And I don't know, personally, I feel like they're a bit more like pop punk.
Yeah, I think what it is that the music before was kind of like, we were just really trying to throw what everyone wanted to try and fit into one song instead of kind of looking at it from a bigger perspective where it's like, we don't have to fit every single concept we want into one song. We can split it and divide it into songs where they're actually the part fits rather than trying to throw it in and be like, okay, make it work. So I feel like the new songs, they have more of a radio approach and more of a mainstream approach. But if you really look into the bare bones of the song, you'll see the same structure that you saw in some of the past work, because I mean, like we still like writing technical, we still like writing those here and there. Like we throw like, you know, a curveball at a pre-chorus, at a chorus. It's just kind of like, I feel like it's kind of our thing. Like we just like to kind of throw the listener off every once in a while. And for me as like, you know, as a Dance Gavin Dance fan, like that's one of the catch factors that I love from that band so much is that you can guess or you can, you know, kind of try and know what you think is going to come next, and you're completely wrong. It's just a whole different curveball thrown in. You got John Mess.
Yeah, you have no idea. Every album is completely different.
Yeah, you got John Mess screaming about his cat in the next verse. So yeah, it's crazy.
The reason I asked before about the pandemic is I'm just so interested in like an artist's process while all of that was going on. And so all like sure. I've been having this discussion with different people on past episodes of The Way Highway. I personally had just sold a TV show before the pandemic started. And so like all of the production of it turned to online. And it was such an odd process to continually not be in the same room with the people I was working with.
I mean, yeah. And honestly, like when COVID first started, Jason said, we tried doing remote, but that didn't work, at least if you wanted to play music. So, right. I mean, at a certain point, I mean, without trying to be irresponsible, like we tried to distance ourselves in the in the same room, you know, wear masks, of course. But like when COVID hit, it's like if we can't be in the same room for the whole pandemic, then like that might be like 2-3 years,
right?
Like before it's all over, right? Like so it's just like limiting the amount of people you like take into your personal circle. I think just because like it's still like I don't want to go like into a big crowd or something.
No.
You got to get stuff done at the end of the day.
Right. And there's nothing like that feeling of being in the room together. Like, I feel like some of my work suffered. I was recording voiceover by myself, and I had no director. Like, there was nobody there live to give me notes live.
It's such a different experience. As soon, like, the first jam we had in the same room, we got a new jam space this year, so that's been great for our writing. But, yeah, when we finally got in the room and we had our own space, we're like, man, this is nice. Just like it's great to be jamming in person.
It's just something we really badly needed.
Exactly.
Yes.
The pandemic really just kind of forced us to go into that next step of commitment to the band. And like Eric was saying, like getting a jam space. Not only did it just kind of like give us a place to practice, but also it just really helped us become more of a stronger band because we were always using like rehearsal spaces and renting time. And we just decided like, you know, it was time that we needed a space for ourselves, make the investment, pay the monthly fee, and just like use it as much as possible for content, right? Use it for video, use it for recording, use it for practicing, use it for writing, use it for even just hanging out or chilling or just having a good time. You know what I mean? Just have like a nice
like I have a headquarters
space that you can just like clear your mind and just work on the music that you love to make with your friends.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Hell yeah. All right. I've got so much more I want to talk about, but we have to take just a quick break here on The Way Highway. So you're listening to iDobe Radio. This is The Way Highway. We're here with Arcane Ghosts, and we'll be right back. So don't move a muscle.
Don't worry. It's only been 15 minutes. There's more Way Highway to come on iDobe Radio.
To The Way Highway here on iDobe Radio. I'm Sean, we got Jelly here, and with us are the Arcane Ghosts!
Woo!
Yeah. So here's something I want to chat with you all about. Two singles now have come out.
Yeah.
One recently, one during pandemic. You've got two new songs, and you haven't played them in front of a live crowd yet, huh?
No.
How is the anticipation?
It's gonna be big because I feel like there's gonna be some more content coming out before we play another live show. Maybe. Ooh. Depends how things shake out, but
right on.
I'm just hinting there may be something to look out for in the future.
Like it's been too long since I've played a gig. Like I'm starved at this point. Yeah. You know, like March 2020 is when I last played something. So it's just kind of just been patiently waiting since then.
For all the listeners listening, Steven, doesn't just like shows, he loves shows.
Yeah. As it should be, you know.
Absolutely loves shows.
Yeah.
I constantly bring them up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason and Eric know that too well.
It's like an inside joke almost. Really? He's like, you know what? Shows. And I'm like, yeah, Steven.
But it's there's a lot of anticipation. I think, like, especially we've never ever released a song and haven't played a show to back it up. So I'm kind of curious to see, with all this time that's been in between, if it would actually help listeners hear the song more often and learn the lyrics and become like more adjacent to it. And then when we play shows again, to see if they'd be singing lyrics back, maybe they'd be mouthing the words. So I'm really like curious. And like Eric said, like, we still got a lot coming too. And I don't know how the show situation is going to work here in Toronto, but we'll see. I mean, there's no real rush to get back into it. It's just when it happens, it'll happen. And hopefully we'll be getting on some good shows. It'll be nice.
I, over this weekend as well, maybe it's why I took the same puff of a cigarette, auditioned in front of a live group of directors for the first time in 18 months.
Oh, fuck. What was it for?
It was for a short play festival. I swear to God, I swear I know the monologue like the back of my hand. I wasn't like brain nervous, but when I was doing it, I realized my entire body was shaking.
Oh man, I get that. Like, I understand that. Yeah. Auditions are tough.
Right? But also like the just back and doing it.
Yeah.
I also love shows.
I feel like the first show back, I'm probably just going to like have the mic in my hand and just shake. Butterfly.
Oh yeah.
Can we try this again?
Because like the pre-show jitters are always there, but like imagine it like after COVID, like,
oh,
I mean,
gosh.
Definitely not the only ones in that boat. It's probably like, you know, it's definitely a bad vibe. Until you get on stage though, then it goes away.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna hit hard as soon as you get up on the stage and you actually see people in front of you, rather than when it's virtual and people are just commenting or liking. Mm-hmm. I'm sure like people's eyes when they just stare at you and you're on stage, like, what are you going to do? And then you're just like, oh no.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Huge rush. Where did you guys all meet?
Do you want the long?
Yeah. Okay, give me the long origin story of Arcane Ghost. So
there's there's a big triangle of bands that we've all been in at different times, but we've been in those bands. So
we call it the Bermuda of triangles.
Me and Steven both used to play for a band called Minority 905.
Mm-hmm.
And, but at different times, and I was there at the beginning and then Steven came later.
Okay.
But at the same time, I met Jason at a local show in Kitchener, who I went with the bassist of Minority 905 at the time, and I didn't even know Jason at that point, and that's the first time I saw him in his old band.
Okay.
And then maybe a couple months later, they broke up, and then he was starting a new band with David Principe, who used to be in this band, and I got in.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we kind of started making music. We've had a lot of member switch-ups, but there's a lot of bands around here that we kind of share
it's just like a historical timeline. Like, now that I look back, or when Eric says it, it all like triggers in my mind. But pretty much, like, it's crazy too, because even Steven like joined the band originally, like when we first started, and he was still in that band, Minority 905, but then he just decided like the Minority 905 was better for him at the time, so he stayed with them.
Yeah.
And then we ended up going through like, I don't know, three bass players. Like, it was really hard to find a good bass player for some reason. I don't know, we just didn't have luck until now. I don't know, it's, or maybe it was fate. We needed Steven back.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But pretty much at the end of last year, we lost the bassist we had. And then we hit up Steven and we're like, hey, like, if you want to jam or, you know, play some music, like, you know, let's do it up. And then he was like, yeah, let's jam. And like, Steven, for those that don't know, is like a musical genius. So he came in, he already knew all the songs and he played them phenomenally. And I just looked at Eric like, we need him.
We've got to get him.
Steven, not only is he a genius, he went to school for music.
Yeah,
so he's very trained
and ear trained. Mm-hmm. He's just amazing. And and then he pretty much hit us up and he's like, hey, like, you know, if you guys will have me, like, I'd love to join the band and create some music. Cause I feel like in this band, he has a lot more playground for like musical composition. Mm-hmm. So I know how much he loves his compositions. So it's nice that we all, like all three of us, like we have a very, almost like a strict way of like our own way of writing. So it's really cool when we hear these songs finished and polished to be like, okay, we made that, like from all of our, you know, different influences and everything we've gone through, like these are the outcomes. And personally speaking, like these new songs that we're releasing, like I feel like I can speak for the three of us, like we're super proud of these songs. And like, they're like, in my opinion, like a lot better than what we've previously released. And I think a perfect stepping stone for the next direction.
Yeah, like we like the stuff that we got coming up, like the thing that I feel like has been the same or consistent is like our EPs don't usually all sound the same. Like there's always like a song we kind of like throw out there in the mix and it's like there's different vibes, like the kind of Flower City in our first EP, and I don't know. Summertime is like really weird off of our second one, but what I'm getting at is our next singles coming up are going to be different as well. And I feel like we experimented with our sound and it was really interesting what came out of it.
And from the beginning of the project too, like from when we first started writing these new songs, we kind of did a test too. We wanted to test and see like, can we write a song that both encapsulates technicality, catchiness, but also listener retainability. And I feel like the first single that we released was like a perfect rendition of what we wanted to create, because Butterfly actually ended up being on the news here in Canada. Like we were on Global News. They did a segment.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
And also like we got our song played on the radio, 102.1 The Edge, which is like a big rock station in Toronto. So like a lot of doors have finally started to creak open. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool that what we set out to do, the outcome ended up being what we wanted, trying to get that radio listeners and retainability from fans. And I think now it's just a matter of us releasing these compositions that we've held on for so long. It's kind of scary sometimes releasing them into the world because you don't know how people are going to react to them. A lot of people, you know, have diehard like, oh, I want to hear tapping or I want to hear like drumming, like crazy drumming or this and that. And sometimes sometimes you can't always put that in a song. It just doesn't fit. You know, you have to have the right song, the right composition, the right, everything has to be a proper way of spacing things or you might not get the proper composition you're looking for. So in summary, like we're just really proud of these songs and I feel like they're starting to open some mini doors for us. So we're just going to keep pushing some mini doors, like a small door like this.
How big are we talking?
Like a midget's door.
Like a tiny door.
like a small a Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Like think that small door. Like,
oh man.
We're super stoked. Yeah.
Awesome. The best is yet to come for Arcane Ghosts. And I love that. Constantly evolving. Yeah.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I was telling Sean before this call started, I was like, oh, they're going to blow up. Like, you guys, you're going to get big. And you were here on the Way Highway first.
Yeah.
But
the exclusive.
But you've got a perfect like balance between, I think, like old, like earlier 2000s,
yeah,
post hardcore, pop punk, emo, alt rock, but then also with like a new blend that you're like your own style, which is so nice.
Dude, it's so refreshing. Funny you say that, because honestly, like the other day, I was talking to someone and my band got brought up and they checked it out and they're like, they say the same thing. They're like, it reminds me of like early 2000s, like emo. And I'm like, that's dope. That's the most consistent thing that I hear. And honestly, yeah, thanks for saying you think we're going to blow up, because that means a lot. It's like a huge grind with anything, like mm-hmm. whether it's like acting or music mm-hmm. or like anything kind of arts wise, it's always like a grind. So slowly but surely, it's just like,
yeah, it's just
it's going to happen. But I feel like it just depends on how long like you're in it for. And like, yeah, like, cause it just keeps going up.
You yeah. know? Right. You gotta have the passion behind the composition as well. Right. I mean, like you can write a good song, but if there's no passion or realness behind it, then people will hear that, right? Everyone hears these different emotions through the music you create. So you got to have all these different things. And like I said, for us, like we try not to think too much about like making it big in a way. Like we just want to make the music we want to make and just do the proper steps of getting that music to the listeners' ears. And then, you know, if the music is good and people are vibing with it, then it will take off on its own. And you know what I mean? Like, just blow up.
Yeah, just word of mouth. That's really
all we need is Jennifer Lopez to play our song on one of her Instagram stories. And
dude, once you get J-Lo, yeah, you're golden. No, that's I feel like that's life as an artist is like 1,000 no's and then 1 life changing yes.
I was just about to say that, just being told no pretty much until like someone's like, fine. And then it's like, oh, it works out.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's like, because we've come a long way. Like, we kind of like, I'm always reminded of where we started and I'm like, damn, it's been a while, you know, like, I guess not too long in the grand scheme of things, but like, we released our first EP in 2017 and that feels like a century ago at this point.
Yeah. And like if in terms of like just us as individuals, like I've been grinding with bands since grade 9. So
hell yeah. Yeah.
It feels like a lifetime already. And I know there's still so much more to come. It's just like when I think back at like when I was in grade 9, I was like so small, emo hair, like you know what I mean? Think back to where you were in that time and what you were writing about. I was writing about like this one girl in my math class, like, you know what I mean? And then like all these different things just change, like from writing about these girls that hurt you. And then you're writing about these girls that hurt you still in
20. Yeah.
I guess nothing changes.
Yeah, dude, but you stay the same, but the subject, no, you change, but the subject stays the same. There it is. I got
it. Oh yeah. But yeah, no, it's been a grind and it's super fun. I mean, like we love anything to do with music. So for us, like the dream is to play shows, go on tour, you know, kind of get our music everywhere pretty much.
Well, you have some Australian fans. So you know, I've been getting
I check the stats too, and so. I see people from Australia listening and I'm like, dope. I love seeing it. Especially like any like country that's not our continent, in our continent, I love it.
Yeah, it's so cool to see.
It's all of our listeners are like from the States or Canada. And it's just like someone far away listens to it.
It's really cool. I feel like more people vibe with the music outside of Canada. Sometimes the stats don't lie. Sometimes the stats will just show you it's United States, Australia, even Japan. It's just really cool to see different people in different like countries listening to the music.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's really funny too, the when you're talking about the origin story of Arcane Ghosts, we like in the improv community, we always talk about like there's a little bit of a connection between improviser and musician, only in that we have like similar upbrings and circuits. Like I was at IO West for 15 years on different Herald teams, and like all the Herald teams did kept being different combinations of the players that were on the teams that got broken up, you know? So like it's yeah. like similar to that, like, and then we were in this band and that band, and then we all came together. I find that really funny, that connection.
It's like there's like a network of people, right?
Yeah.
And it's like the same thing with music. So like you'll be like, oh, fucking Joe from Raining Blow, the new mm-hmm. local band came out. He's friends with Jerry
yeah.
from Perry Sound, the other new band. And yeah. it's like everyone just starts knowing each other.
No,
you know?
Oh man, it's the same too, because like the Herald teams would have different names. So it was like, yeah, we'll take Sean Coward from Saucebox and put him over with this guy from Jimmy's Traveling All Stars. And like, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
When does it get to the point that you like create a new like band or like a new group where you're like, okay, this is like zero original members now?
That's guess, like a super like, local band then, I guess.
When does that work like, just now? Like
a curated hey, band. I mean, when you get big, those guys are just all going to be the original members to the listeners, right? Because they don't know right. who else was in before. That's
yeah.
just
kinda
that's the
how
truth.
It goes.
Exactly.
Unless they're
yeah.
diehard Arcane Ghost fans and they know.
Unless they yeah. unless yeah. they all they just secretly stalk us, then they'll know who's been in the band.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. But that would be hard. Honestly, if anyone could name every bassist that's been in our band, I would say you know our band better than I do. I would be like, what the fuck?
If you can name every single bassist we've ever gone through, we'll give you a t-shirt. Like, that's a pretty impressive.
That's incredible.
That's impressive.
That is impressive. You guys are fantastic. We're going to take one more quick break here on the Way Highway. We'll be right back with more Arcane Ghosts. I can't wait. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Way Highway on Adobe Radio. Sean and Kristen, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Adobe Radio, and this is The Way Highway. I'm Sean Cowig. We got Jelly Vambus with us, and our special gaze. Get our special gaze.
Our special gaze.
Wow. Arcane Ghosts. I swear I can talk. How are you?
Wait.
Eric,
what a great opening.
Arcane
Eric, it's sparkling.
No,
dude.
I'm kidding. Special guests. I definitely said ghosts, right? I could not say guests, but I'm still all right with ghosts.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, but it's all good. That's we're going to change our name to that anyway. So.
We had a mix up, and it's like, I think someone called us Arcade Ghosts. I can't remember.
Oh, no.
That's funny,
oh, man. Whoever that was, just like a feeling of dread at some point probably came over them like, oh, God.
I don't even blame them. It's like Arcade Fire. It's like, whatever.
Yeah. My main comedy group and like we produce, we make content together and do live improv shows is Dr. God. And we had somebody on our Facebook page once be like, hey, I get it that like you're a comedy team and that's cool or whatever, but do you think you could use a name that wasn't as offensive? Maybe you could be Mr. Fun.
Mr. Fun.
Mr. Fun.
We're like, nah.
That's the lamest name I've ever heard. Mr. Fun sounds like he would be no fun at all. He's the most boring man.
There's no way you're having fun.
I picture an old man, like Mr. Rogers type dude, just sitting there playing checkers.
Yeah. Come play checkers with Mr. Fun. Nobody wants to do that.
We're going to take newspaper clippings and make paper mache balloons.
No Mr. Fun. All right, here we go. Jelly has a prepared article for us, a little cannabis connection here. Jelly, take us on a trip.
I do. So I was thinking cannabis. Mm-hmm. and ghosts. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to search some haunted stories. And I found one. This article is from Leafly.com. We love Leafly. And it's titled Paranormal Activity Spooks Oregon Dispensary Staff by David Downs. Is the ghost of a dead pharmacist haunting a new dispensary in Oregon City, Oregon? And then it tells you to watch the video, but I'm going to tell you what happens in the video. So this dispensary owner, he is there in the shop and he's nowhere near this jar and it just starts moving and then the jar flips over and then he freaks out and then realizes there's security cameras. So he goes back and watches it and it's crazy. So patrons are swarming to 50 trees in Oregon City for more than their amazing strains, such as golden lemons and mandarin cookies. They're looking for signs of an afterlife this week after news broke over the weekend that the four-month-old cannabis retailer might be haunted. Surveillance camera footage from sometime in August shows some weird things happening in the front of the store. The normally clear footage fills with a kind of fog, manager Jordan Brown said. Then a jar of cannabis seems to start moving of its own accord slowly to the edge of the counter until it tips itself off. Later on, a pair of scissors almost seems to move on their own. Cashier Andy Gomez felt a presence in the room, he said, and shook up reporter reported the incidents to manager Brown, who reviewed the footage and also was shocked. Frankly, my jaw hit the floor, dude, he said. And I'm not one to be like, oh man, it's a ghost. Brown denies staging the video or altering it in any way. That video was 100% legit. We did not mess with it in any shape or form. Why would we lie? Not to mention, it's...
Have you seen the video?
I have seen the video, and it was spooky, and I don't know how they would do that. but not to mention...
I'm just curious. That sounds...
Sounds interesting.
It's illegal to alter the state-mandated surveillance footage. Brown said the video evidence corroborates months of other weirdness in the store. So, like, there were other incidents of doors locking people out of the offices.
Okay.
I got to get my take on it.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, hold on one second, Jelly. Hold on one second. Because... So first of all, it's kind of hilarious that it's happening in a dispensary because you kind of automatically assume that like most people in there are stoned, so it's just high people getting scared by ghosts.
Yeah, and like what's the weed going to do? So the weed like it like floats off the table, the jar breaks, then the weed and the papers float over and then it starts rolling itself and then it just the joint floated towards me. I'm skeptical. I feel like that'd be a good publicity stunt. Like if everyone's going there now, but
that's very true.
That yeah, but I mean, right, I'm always skeptical of ghost stories because like every time they're always a hoax, and I want them to be real, but they're not, and I'm sad.
I will tell you, okay. The one thing that rings true from that article is that they think it's the old pharmacist that used to work there and died, because I have heard there's a, like, sometimes ghosts do haunt the places where they used to work.
Well, then McDonald's is going to hate me when I die. One guy's going to be like, oh, sir, yeah. The timer went off. Do I throw the cheeseburger? Yeah, Johnny, just throw the cheeseburger. And then the cheeseburger is just going to come out of the garbage and just smack the guy in the face. It's just going to be me.
That being said, though, I would like to see the video. Because who knows? What if they had like some fishing wire and they were like, oops?
It's just all a setup.
See, that's what I thought. I was like,
business is down, Jerry. What are we gonna do? I don't know.
What do you think?
I thought maybe fishing wire as well, but then I watched this video and I was like, "There's no way that jaw would just flip." Yeah, I don't know.
Can you send us the video
in
the chat?
Yeah, this I need some closure on this. Yeah. And,
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight with a jar next to me now.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think it's the it is the pharmacist or the pharmacist's cat, the ghost of the cat.
The ghost of the cat.
Oh, that's
a funny theory.
That I believe, because cats can be. I don't know if I can say the word, but cats can be something else. I can see the cat
assholes, fucking assholes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that's the word you were searching.
Yeah, that's
for.
The word I was searching for. Thank you. I'm saying it could have been the ghost cat.
I
table like this.
Yeah, I used to have a shirt. That said cats are assholes on it. And I would wear that shirt out like to comedy shows and stuff. And it was always a mixed 50-50. Half the people would be like, that is fucking right. And the other half would be like, how dare you?
You probably got a bunch of Karens.
Oh, it's like, those were the people who either A, owned a cat, or B, didn't. Because they only like their owners. Mm-hmm. They only like the people that feed them and shit. And like,
it's very true. Man.
It's brutal.
That's how I am too. I only like people who feed me.
True.
I get that.
True. No, because I can't cook, so yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah, actually, yeah. Cooking, you mean, though, not feeding.
No.
Yeah. You're looking for somebody to cook the food. You don't necessarily need them to finish the entire process of cutting it up. No. And, yeah. I'm intrigued by Ghost Cat. I'm very, very intrigued by Ghost Cat.
Oh, we're gonna make that true.
It could be a cat ghost in a dispensary.
Okay, so this sounds like we need to have a mascot now. That's a cat.
No, I was about to say that sounds like a good merch idea.
Yeah, a cat. A ghost cat?
That'd be cool. Yep. Whoa, you heard it here first on the Way Highway. Look for the ghost cat.
We should just make it into an Easter egg. All our videos. We'll just have a little ghost cat via somewhere in the video.
Yes. The studio where I work out here, where I teach improv classes, it's called the Art of Acting Studio. And there are a lot of people that think that the studio is haunted by a ghost named Harold, who was, they think, a former employee of that building. It's that thing that I was talking about, like if the pharmacist was. Just somebody who used to be employed in the building, and like the things that Harold the ghost will do are all like maintenance things. Like he'll shut off the light or close a door or open a door or like put something, like it's all like shit like that.
Like he'll turn on the lights.
Like he's helping.
Like...
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Or turn him off by accident because he's like trying to close up. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Have you experienced any of these
phenomena,
Sean?
No, not me. Harold doesn't come around for me. But like many other of my coworkers,
I've experienced
something strange.
You've experienced Harold?
Jelly's experienced Harold!
I experienced Harold.
Oh, that's crazy.
During my time at AOA.
I mean,
do tell.
Let's hear the story.
Do tell.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. It was Alpha. It was a ghost production.
What?
It was the ghost?
And we were closing up late at night, and one of the doors slammed upstairs. And it was like, we could not, like, get it to open again. And we just got out of that building.
Why would
Harold
do that? Wow. Damn. That's not helpful at fucking all. Oh.
Yeah.
Harold, what the fuck?
Harold was holding that door closed.
Yeah, that means he wanted
to. That's scary.
That makes you wonder, though, because I'm pretty sure in that article, like when they talk about the pharmacist, they're like, we think the pharmacist is just trying to clean up and then accidentally knocking stuff over in an effort. Because I think when you're a ghost, you don't know how to pick things up normally anymore. I'm just speculating. I thought you couldn't pick stuff up.
I don't think you can.
But you can't pick it up, but like you move it. Like that. Like it's a ghost moving the jar.
Wait, what? It depends. What ghost rules are we abiding by, though?
Are we going by Casper rules or are we going by,
I need to know.
Like Paranormal Activity rules.
Right.
Or is it like what's that movie where the guy is helping her do pottery and like he's a ghost?
Yeah, Ghost! Like, that movie is called Ghost.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that movie.
Yeah. Ghosting by Ghost rules. Got it. Okay. So then in that case, the pharmacist is Demi Moore. No, it's Patrick Swayze. Oh man.
I honestly
it's Patrick Swayze.
I won't lie to you. I only know that scene. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if it's him making the pottery or not, but like I don't even know what the movie's about. I think they do something else.
Oh.
I don't think they do pottery the whole time.
It's a beautiful film.
And then we made 50 phases.
What if I told you, that the movie Ghost was 180 minutes of Demi Moore doing pottery with Ghost Patrick Swayze coming
talking
around
about their,
to that one song.
Their profit margin.
Yeah. That's going to be so amazing.
And this relates back to your new single, In the Blue, because it's by our gang Ghosts.
Yeah. Where did Arcane Ghosts come from somewhere?
You know, that's a good question. And, you know, I feel like every time we like to give a different answer. But I think the honest answer I think the honest answer is just like it sounded cool. Plus, like we are unknown in the scene at the time. And like, you know, not to say that we're like huge now. But yeah, that's just like how we kind of felt about it. So we were like, yeah, that's good enough. Besides, like, you know. Fuck it, it's the music that matters most.
Yeah,
so
I think
you can make it, you can name it anything and it would sound cool if the music was good.
Yeah, like I think when it comes down to it for me, like the Arcane Ghost is kind of cool because it's like Arcane is kind of like something unknown and then Ghost is kind of something invisible. And like to be completely honest, on radio, I have no problem saying it. Like when we first started, like we were getting like shitty shows, we were getting like, you know, no one really cared about the music, no one cared about us as a band, no one really gave us the time of day, so we really felt like unknown and we were kind of like the underdogs. We kind of had to like we keep having to show ourselves, like even to this day, kind of showing everyone like what we're about and like our skills and like putting everything into one box. So at the time, like it felt right to make a name like that, you know. And it would be kind of ironic if we ever do get big because of the name of the band, right? Unknown Ghost, and now you are a known band. And yeah, it's just kind of like Eric said too. Like it just sounded cool off the tongue as well. Like I feel like a band name is one of those discussions you have, and man, that's like a brainstorm session of like up to 3 hours. Like you'll just keep. So what do you think of spineless puppies? What do you think of boneless chickens? Like,
let me break out the dictionary. What about a bucket? If you don't take out the dictionary, props to you. It's like, holy fuck.
I think when it comes to band names, even song names too, like it's just, either it has to just fit the music or it just has to sound cool.
It just can be totally dumb.
Yeah. Totally dumb works for sure. Like, what's that?
We have a song called FMS and it's abbreviated for something, but we've never confirmed what it'll stand for. So,
yeah, it could be literally any word. It could be forgetting my sandwich. Could be.
I know exactly the time when I said the line. It was like on our way to a show in Hamilton, and we were just like, "Are we gonna name it that?" Actually, like, kind of seriously, like, and it's like, yeah. And then, but we decided to abbreviate it because it's not really a great song name. unabbreviated, it's a terrible song
name. Yeah, unabbreviated, we'd probably get a lot of complaints.
There's an F in there, there's an S in there, there's lots of cautionary things that could be said.
Too many consonants and vowels. I absolutely love Arcane Ghosts, and it was an absolute pleasure to get to know you, Jason, Steven, Eric. Thank you so much for being on the show, and we're out of time. Yeah. Oh my God. I can't wait to see the explosion and have you guys. Let's do this again.
Thank you so much. Sure. Thank you so much for having us on. It was great talking with you. Honestly, actually, it was a vibe talking to you. Sometimes
it was totally
to not a vibe, but this was a vibe.
Yeah,
this was a hell of a vibe. Hell of a vibe.
Jelly, thanks for having us on.
Yeah,
it was a blast.
Hell yeah.
Gather a 10 of your friends and we'll come play a show in Australia in the mountains.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Cool.
Hell yeah. All right, let me get us out of here. Make sure you listen to The Way Highway each and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Go to the place where you get your podcasts, download The Way Highway, leave us a rating, leave us a review. You can follow us at Way Highway on Instagram. Arcane Ghost, where can they find you?
You can find us on Instagram, Spotify, Facebook, Bandcamp, above.
Literally any streaming service, search Arcane Ghost.
Yes. But yeah, check out, give us a follow on Instagram to keep up to date with all the new music stuff we're going to be doing. Give us a follow on Spotify to help us get those numbers up there, get that exposure out there, and follow us on Facebook. And, you know, if you want to send us a message and say hello, we'll answer your message and say hello back.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Very formal. Only that, though.
Only hello. If you see why, I will absolutely throw your message in the crowd.
All right, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Adobe Radio, Nice Guy Digital, Dr. God Comedy, Jelly and Bernie, Kristen Sanchez, and Gregory Jenkins for the tunes. All right, see you next week. Bye.
That's all for The Way Highway this week. If you've got a stone story to share, send it to wayhighway@adobe.com.
I'll stare into this emptiness and live.